Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by American Express.
Coming up on NBA Today, did Ant Edwards just hit the MJ shrug on the defending champs? How Minnesota shut down Denver and why this is going to keep happening again and again. And Victor Wembanyama is the Rookie of the Year. We have an exclusive interview where he tells us the next hardware that he's focused on. Plus, oops, Brunson dropped 40 again.
He did it
again. There you go. But someone on our panel is worried he can't keep it up. We discuss. NBA Today starts right now. Welcome into NBA Today, presented by American Express. Janae Gumake, I'm Malika Andrews, and you know
It
is a big day.
We miss
when
you.
When Richard Jefferson decides to grace us with his presence.
Okay, get back on your spot now. Come on. We got.
Is that how thrilled you are to be back with us?
Few small ones, please.
Zach Lowe's going to be the adult in the room.
America.
He's
going to
be stopping
America.
By. Let's get to Anthony Edwards and the Timberwolves.
Let's go.
Because they made a mile-high statement against Nikola Jokic and the defending champions last night in Denver. Remember, the Nuggets hosting the Wolves here in Minnesota, up 1-0 coming into the night in this series. We're going to pick this up in the first quarter. The Timberwolves up 1. No Rudy Gobert, remember. Karl Anthony Towns guarded tight here by Jamal Murray. Towns muscles his way in. Denver, Chiney wanted a charge called, but there was no whistle here.
Look, you have to be more consistent with your defensive play if you want to get the benefit of those calls. And shout out to Karl Anthony Towns for setting the tone. No Rudy Gobert, and he picked it up perfectly.
Tensions, though, they continued to boil a little bit here. Anthony Edwards goes right at KCP, finishes the tough layup. Caldwell Pope clearly was in pain after it, but look at Michael Malone here, Rich, really angry that there was no whistle.
Yeah, I feel like he was trying to get thrown out in that moment because coaches don't do that. Even a technical would have been generous, but I think Mark Davis wanted him to stay in there and just, you know,
watch what was going to happen.
Coach your team right now.
Okay, so let's go ahead to the second quarter and see what happened here, because the Timberwolves, they had Jamal Murray frustrated.
My gosh, one of the plays of the game, it's not offense, it's defense. They swarmed him. They were relentless. And just watch this. They were just reading him, and they were reading the ball. This was his night summed up in one possession.
Jaden McDaniels, Nikhil Alexander-Walker just on them. And then watch here, the tension, the frustration boiling over. That's Jamal Murray there. Looks like maybe throwing a towel there in frustration. The play keeps going. Karl Anthony Towns pivots. Can't quite get that one, but continues with the play. And eventually, this happens. But watch a little closer here, Richard, because it looks like at some point a ice pack, a heat pad. Slides across the floor that Jamal Murray also threw.
Yeah, it must have slipped out of his hands. That's what I'm going to assume in this manner.
In this matter, showing frustration.
Richard is sarcastic, y'all.
Anthony Edwards showing poise.
Yeah, I mean, Anthony Edwards has been the consummate leader, but watch this. It's two ends this way. Defense leading to offense. That's as easy. That's how easy they got everything based off of doing their work early.
At this point, the Wolves are just pouring it on. Mike Conley Jr., who's been huge for them, gets the strip here. 26 points.
Flex on him.
Largest halftime deficit, by the way, in Nuggets playoff history. So let's see if it got any better in the third, shall we? Under 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Minnesota up 78-50.
This was the move.
Edwards.
Help defense comes still able to knock it down. This guy is unconscious in the playoffs right now. This is the move right there.
And look,
how do you guard that?
Look what he does afterwards. He's just like, yeah, shake his head, letting everybody know. Keeps going, pours it on. Anthony Edwards.
Two people again. Come on now.
Remind you of anybody? When he hits a little shrug afterwards, Edwards had 27 points, 7 assists, but he knows you cannot let up against the champs.
And I always tell the team, like when we huddle up and Finchie say, we got to be ready to take their punch, I say, we're going to punch too. I mean, they're not the only one punching in the fight. Just like that. They're not the only one that's going to come out punching. I don't give a damn if we go up 3-0 for the game 4, we're going to come out punching too. So they got to be ready to take our punch, and we'll be ready to take their punch.
So it's it's almost summertime, right? And the Timberwolves defense, they know it. They were hugging the Nuggets like a sundress, holding them to their fewest points in Denver since 2015.
You think we go, what?
Yes, ma'am.
What?
Also, one of their worst performances this season in field goal percentage, assists, and paint points. So going into Denver, just a split, right, Shanae? That's impressive. Going up 2-0 on the defending champions, we need new superlatives for what the Minnesota Timberwolves are doing.
This is the best defense in the NBA, and the D stands for dogs. They're led by Anthony Edwards from Georgia, and we know about them dogs. Those dogs are different. They had 12 blocks and also 10 steals. Leave me alone. They had 10 steals. They had a defensive double-double as a unit, but it really came down to one possession. Can I roll it while
Please,
we all stay adults?
It.
Because this possession showed me so much from the game. So if you watch this right here, yep. Naz Reid is on Jokic and he goes under the screen to maintain that matchup. Jokic is so good that two players stay with him, but Jaden McDaniels is still able to read the shot and get a contest. Here, I don't know how many times I saw Jokic look uncharacteristic. Two people blocking him. Then again, Nikhil Alexander-Walker strips Jamal Murray. They are relentless. They're swarming. They're dogs, but this is what I love the most. Starting off on this possession, Naz Reid was on Jokic and he stayed on him, but time and score, he realized here, based off of the scouting report, to switch out with just a few seconds, not even that, zero on the shot clock. That's how connected they are. They are the best defense in the NBA. For those who say the NBA is about scoring, they are rewriting the script. Mm. They're winning by peaking offensively, but more so holding things down defensively. This is the defending champs that they're doing this. They're doing this without the guy who's likely to win Defensive Player of the Year. Respect the defense. I know I was going to say something else, but I'm looking at you.
Thank you. Go ahead, Rich.
I was going to say respect the D, but whatever.
We do.
We do. We definitely 100% respect the defense. And so when I look at this team, I look at their frontline D. Their frontline D is impressive, right? What these guys are able to do is keep it together. What I'm talking about on the defensive end with this team, when you got front line, when you got back line, it is so impressive. And look, Naz Reid, even Karl Anthony Towns, the way that he is defending is impressive. So yes, no Rudy Gobert, but their identity is the same. Their identity is that we have three dogs up front. We've talked about losing Drew Holiday and the Milwaukee Bucks.
Right.
We talked about that. That's one player. They got three dogs up front.
Yep.
They got three guys up front that defend at an elite level. They're all younger. They all have that energy. And then you have back line, Naz Reid. You have guys that come off the bench that accept the role, and they have accepted that defense is the key to their success. And when you know, we're not just trying to outscore you, we're gonna score too, but the way that we lock in on the defensive end, that's what's different.
I want to add Zach Lowe to the mix because obviously defense was the headline, but I know there's something else major going on in Minnesota that you've been feeling is overlooked, Zach.
First of all, y'all get it together. Tighten up over there. Second of all, the Minnesota Timberwolves have been the best defense in the NBA all season long. The reality is, if you want to win a title, and this team looks like the favorites to win the title right now, you got to be good on both ends of the floor. Guess who's the number one offense in the playoffs so far? The Minnesota Timberwolves, who were mediocre 17th, 18th all season. And if they were still mediocre 17th, 18th, they still win game two in a blowout. Game one might be a different story. Your margin for error shrinks like this. Some of it is great jump shooting from Ant and Cat, but a lot of it is their decision-making, their calm, their poise has been off the charts for a veteran team. This team is scoring like gangbusters. If they keep that up, they could actually win the whole damn thing. That's been the big change. Their defense has been there all year. Offense, awesome.
The Wolves, they seem to be getting whatever they want, right? Look here on both ends of the floor, Richard.
No, it is. And that's when we talk about the Boston Celtics or their other team that are also tops in offense and defense. But on this West side, the way they lock in defensively, it gives juice to their offense. You can see they're communicating. They know who they're targeting on one end of the floor. They know who they're trying to attack. And even there, pointing to send Jokic up in the screen takes Jokic away from the basket. Now when you swing that ball, he knows he can drive as Jokic is trying to recover. They are all locked in together.
And this is the jump that Zach Lowe was just talking about from the regular season to the playoffs. Their offensive efficiency is just going all the way up. So like I said, getting whatever they want, both ends of the floor here. It clearly frustrated Jamal Murray, right? He struggled. He shot 3 for 18. And I want you to watch just a couple of clips here where I think his frustration was on full display, right? So he flashes the money sign at the referees. This
fine.
Is the move that
fine.
We've seen players fined $100,000 for that.
Add
right?
more to the fine.
Right, throwing
add more
a towel,
to the fine.
Throwing the heat pad.
That adds
bench.
More to the fine.
Murray left the arena without speaking to reporters, but
add
Chris
more to
Finch
the fine.
Made his feelings very fine. Clear.
Inexcusable and dangerous. And, you know, I'm sure it was just a mistake and an oversight. I'm sure there was nothing intentional by the officiating at all, but certainly can't allow that to happen.
So I wasn't aware of that. I knew a heating pack was on the floor, but it was not in my field of vision. You feel embarrassed. You feel exposed. So what are you going to do about it? You know, that's my biggest thing. What are you going to do about it? Look yourself in the mirror. Have the courage to look yourself in the mirror, say, I did not do my job tonight. And be better next game. That's all I can ask of them.
All right, so let's get into all that. Before we do, the refs did tell our Dave McMenamin that they didn't see the throwing of the heat pack or towel, but if they would, it would have been a technical foul. But now the conversation turns to what happens next. What are the repercussions going to be? And there is talk from some folks that a suspension should be levied here. Do you think that is the case, Shanae?
I wouldn't be surprised if he were suspended. And I know that we take some of those things like in jest, oh, that's a quick money sign, or that we saw like one thing go, a towel, and then it was a heat pack. But the point where it escalated to me was the heat pack.
Okay.
That was on during the play. Someone could have landed on that heat pad. That we would be talking very differently if someone landed and got injured, and
including
he did
his
that
own, including his own teammates, including his own teammates.
Thank you.
I don't think
so.
They...
To me, you can't tolerate that type of behavior. And it's not like this just only happened once. We saw multiple instances. Now, if the league chose not to do so, I like the cooler heads prevailing amongst the coaches to say, "Hey, we want this to be decided on the court."
Yep.
And guess what? It works to the T-Wolves' favor because they're heading home up 2-0. But I would not be surprised because. We could have been talking about this a different way if someone stepped the wrong way and that altered the course of a series.
But it didn't. Ultimately, and that's what we're referencing right here. So I Draymond said something that everyone jumps to suspension. He knows everyone jumps to suspension for him because of prior behavior.
Yeah.
This is what I will say about Jamal Murray. Yes, that was inexcusable. His frustration, Jamal Murray's been down 3-1, gone to the conference finals, missed 2 years, won a championship, 25 points a game in finals. He's been in pressure moments. That's what makes this so shocking because we've never seen this type of behavior and frustration. But if the referees would say, if we saw who did it, if we saw it happening, it would have been a technical. So if in the moment it's a technical, why is it that post-game, after all the analysis, we're like, he could be possibly suspended. It's a technical and a very large fine. And multiple things that he did are going to get a very large fine. Mm-hmm. But to take him out of a basketball game for his behavior, I think that's a situation where I think it wasn't quite to that level. If someone would have slipped, we'd have an argument. But not saying no harm, no foul.
Right.
But no harm, no foul.
And because of that, the conversations that I've had this morning with folks in the league, it doesn't seem like a suspension is going to be coming, but that fine, I expect it to be one. By the way, I don't expect it today because they have 3 days before games are played again. And when games are played again, the Nuggets need to get it together, Zach. What's going to need to happen if they're going to bounce back in this series?
Well, I mean, the first thing is they need Jamal Murray to play, and I agree. I don't think he's going to be suspended, nor do I think he should be. That said, it was a Bush League act, totally inexcusable. But they need him to make shots, and he's going to get mid-range shots in this series over and over again, the way the Wolves are defending with Gobert, without Gobert. It doesn't matter. If Jamal Murray is 9 of 32 with 25 points in two games, it's a wrap. They have no chance. They need a big game from their best players, and they just haven't gotten enough out of Jamal Murray. He's clearly limited by his calf injury. That's life. It's the playoffs. He's on the court. The Nuggets are not really built to get a lot of points from other places that aren't coming from Jamal Murray, and they just need their best players to show up. Jamal Murray hasn't been good enough, and that's just the reality.
For what it's worth, Denver's come back once from an 0-2 deficit, but it was when it was still a best-of-five series in 94 against the Supersonics in the first round. We have a lot to get to. I know Richard thinks it's his world and we're all just living in it, but really
it's not
Victor Wembanyama's.
It is.
I mean, he's okay with losing out to that. We're going to tell you how he joined the likes of Shaquille O'Neal, Michael Jordan in his historic rookie season. You think he joined the likes of Richard Jefferson too?
And if he's only
avoided
so
at all costs. Avoided at all costs.
He gets the Thunder, the Mavs. It gets underway tonight. Who's the best player in the series? Is it Luka? Is it SGA?
It's
a tough one. We're going to tell you who has the edge. Plus, Jalen Brunson is doing something that hasn't been done in over 30 years. Find out what that is. You're watching NBA Today.
Now let's talk about the play of the week, the pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Is presented by the powerful backing of American Express.
With the first pick, the San Antonio Spurs select Victor Wembanyama.
I'm a dance bird.
I was born to do things differently.
I know I got a lot to show.
Yeah. Go big or go home. Get your game face on.
He's feeling it now.
Wembanyama.
Yeah. Leave it all on the floor.
Destroyed it. Oh, mama. Victor Wembanyama.
I'm just freestyling.
Y'all remember what you were doing at 20, right? I know I remember. Victor Wembanyama, he might be the most impressive 20-year-old I've ever met, and that's not hyperbole. I've been lucky enough to interview him about a half dozen times, and every single one, I walk away from our conversations just wildly impressed with how seriously he takes his preparation, his commitment to his teammates, his pursuit of greatness. And winning Rookie of the Year, it almost felt inevitable, right? And of course, we have a few stats to back that up, too. Victor became the first player since Shaq to average 20 points, 10 rebounds, 3 blocks, 3 assists. And by the way, I'm not talking about rookie Shaquille O'Neal. Oh, no, no, no. That's the stat line he posted in his MVP season in 2000. Wemby also scored the most points per minute since Michael Jordan. And I remember one time he put up numbers that only MJ had previously. And Vic did it in a loss. And when I told him about that stat, he asked, but did MJ win? And I said, yeah, Jordan did. And he smiled at me and he said, damn, I'm jealous. And it wasn't rude, right? It was just his truth. And that's what I'm talking about, that insatiable hunger that he has. And you'll hear this number a whole lot too, right? He was the first player in any season to have 250 shots and hit over 100 three-point field goals ever. So now he is just the seventh unanimous Rookie of the Year in the 60 years we have been voting and have this data. He joins a really special list. You can see it right here. And joining a special list, it deserves a special surprise.
That's dope.
Victor. Hey, Jason Kidd here.
Wait, what?
Vic, how you doing, man? This is Vince Carter here.
What's up,
hey, Victor?
Man? Victor.
Yo, what's up, Wemby?
Yo, what's up, Vic?
That's crazy.
Yo, Vic, what up?
I don't know a lot of French, but I know how to say, c'est bon.
Hey, that's so trippy. Are those recorded or?
Hey, Victor.
Yo, what's up, Vic?
Yo, Vic, what up?
Hey, Vic, Shaq here.
Hey, Victor, just wanted to say congratulations on a fantastic rookie season.
Hello, season.
I'm very impressed at how you handled yourself this year. To watch you come in with all the hype and all the talk, you've lived up to it.
High expectations, you've met all the expectations.
Leading the league in block shots, chain shots. Man, you have set the bar so high.
You've represented the Spurs, you've represented yourself, you've represented France, everybody.
Even before you get into the league, I got a chance to see the type of work that you put in and day out.
Keep working, keep encouraging the teammates, the results will come. Stay hungry, man. The great ones. They stay hungry and they want more. They're never satisfied.
Continue to work on your craft and be greater than you already are.
We're looking forward to seeing what you're doing in the next 15 years, man. Keep balling, the future's so bright.
I know, without a doubt, you're gonna have an unbelievable career, but I wish you let me get one of my middies off sooner or later over you, man.
You will, when it's all said and done, be one of the greatest big men ever.
Yo, what's up, Wemby? Just want to say congratulations to you, man. Happy to have you part of this beautiful league, man. Keep doing you. Keep getting better. Want to say congratulations to you, man. Rookie of the Year.
Welcome to that Rookie of the Year club.
I'm proud of you. You deserve every bit of it.
Great job. I couldn't be more proud of you, man.
Well deserved. And this is just the beginning. Love, bro.
Man, that's awesome. I have goosebumps, and not just because it is absolutely freezing in this studio. Also awesome, he sat down with our Andrew Lopez after winning Rookie of the Year.
Victor, you just found out you win Rookie of the Year. Just in that moment, what does it feel like knowing that, you know, something you had worked to all year kind of, you know, came to life?
I didn't expect less of myself, but I'm really glad, you know, we did the job collectively to obtain this.
How much do you prioritize trying to get, you know, Defense Player of the Years, MVPs, knowing what that could do for team success?
The most important to me is always winning, you know, winning the chip. Clearly, it's what I want to do. But those individual awards tell a lot about the path a player takes throughout his career, you know, to get to those heights. So
there's some banners over here behind me. Mm-hmm. Have you thought about that? Mm-hmm. Have you looked up and seen, like, okay, we're gonna put some in there?
Because in the old facility, there wasn't any more space available. So it was, you know, it doesn't really mean anything, but, you know, I want to put all our chases to our side. So I'm glad that once we fill them up, we need to make new ones.
Rookie of the Year, check. But tonight we find out, will he be the first Rookie of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year in the same season? So what better time than to... It's probably not going to happen. Let's do a little top of the top. We're going to start with some top Vic, and then we're going to do some top defensive plays overall. This is brought to you by ServiceNow. He is an alien. We all know it. What's the alien sound?
No, that's a ghost. Don't, Malika. Let's stay right here. Yeah, that's absurd.
Insane.
Out of this world.
That's Giannis.
This is it. That was the, okay.
You're not supposed to be able to do that to Giannis.
You know how, like, you have welcome to the league moments? Like, right. This was the reverse of that. Right. I am here a moment.
This is Kevin Harlan saying, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
This is just.
I love the top, I'm not going to shoot that
shot. But I'm saying, like, that right there shows his presence.
Nah.
But that's not, we've never seen that.
I'm not going to do it.
I mean, the amount?
All right, since Richard is probably right, it probably isn't going to Victor Wembanyama. We're just going to do some top chase down blocks.
Let's go. Overall, yeah, with the left.
Look, this might have been my favorite of the season, just because time and score.
And the, like, his head hit the
roof.
Pogo 6.
Straight. Oh, I love a good chase down block.
One more?
Defense.
But also sometimes you, like, what are these dudes doing?
You respect defense.
Oh, yes, we do. We do.
Yeah.
Oh, defense? That's 50% of the game. You got to respect.
Did you always play?
All right. Yes. Let's get back.
50% of the time?
Oh, man. We had another Knicks thriller. So we're going to show you how Jalen Brunson is taking on all the minutes and still somehow has his best left in the fourth quarter. We also have the Mavs and Thunder. It features MVP-level talent on both sides. But that's not the matchup that Zach Lowe thinks could swing the series.
No surprise there, Malika.
Plus, yeah, Zach Lowe is going for the deep cut. It's a loaded postseason, right? Incredible performances. Who has been the MVP of the playoffs so far, Richard? That's coming up. Did we lose another button?
The home court has been the MVP.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
To NBA Today, presented by American Express.
So Perk calls him Big Body Brunson, but if Jalen keeps doing things like this when the lights are the brightest, the nickname Big Game Brunson, it may start to be appropriate. We had another Brunson burner last night. New York City ready for Jalen Brunson. Tracy Morgan at the game, so you know it's big. So we're going to pick this up end of the half. The Pacers up 52-46 here. Tyrese Halliburton, he hits the three. But then, watch this, Richard. 2 seconds left here. Isaiah Hartenstein, I didn't know he had this.
I don't think he knew he had it. But that's why you always shoot the ball. I don't care if it's 0.3 seconds, 1 second. Guys dribble this out all the time. It's the playoffs. Throw it up.
Halliburton surprised. Stephon Marbury surprised. Delighted. All of the above. So 50 seconds left in the third. Pacers up 82-77. Obi Toppin on the break.
Oh, this was wild. East Bay, baby.
Yo, my kids and I were watching this. They freaked out. Like between the legs in a postseason game?
The confidence.
Oh.
The moxie.
Because if it don't go right, those are one of those things that could be a swing other way. But that was special.
The Pacers bench showed up big time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and this one was electric too.
Ooh.
Posterizes.
I'd rather have
Robinson.
This one, if I'm going to be really honest. If I had if I would rather have a dunk in a game, that's the game. Give me the
big fella. Robinson's 7 feet tall and Naismith is 6'5"?
He looked about 7'9" right there.
Josh Hart gets the and one. And then Hart rebounds his own missed free throw, because of course he does, and puts it back.
Well, Josh Hart has been special rebounding. It's just effort and mentality. That's been the difference between him and everybody else.
What were we talking about with Jalen Brunson?
Can't guard me.
Again,
big
again.
Body Brunson, big the Brunson body. Burner.
I like the Brunson burner.
I know you're
there. OG Anunoby, steal, dunk. That's lit too. And then let's go ahead here to the Knicks' next possession. Brunson, little
that's
step
a spot.
Back. Boom. Gets that one to go too. I love it. I love the crowd shots in Madison Square Garden. There's nothing like it. Close down the stretch here. The Pacers going to work. They get that one to go. Tibbs, you know, not too pleased about that one. But
the Knicks have just been, in the last 3 minutes of every single game, it seems like they make the plays, the ball bounced their way, they play the hardest, the longest, and they come out successful.
This, though, was huge. Watch this. Was called, it was not a kick?
No, they said it wasn't, it touched his hand. They said the referees called it a kick, but it actually touched his hand, so they maintain possession of the ball. They hit the three right after.
And then here, watch Miles Turner. He's called for the moving screen. So the Knicks win 121-117.
Didn't like that call.
Brunson,
but technically it's the
points.
Right one.
Six
Women's
rebounds,
final four.
Six assists.
We know.
Here's Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, the 40 points are cool and all, but it's the little things that help us win games like that. And so I'm just happy I have the group of guys that I do. And I just know that we're going to fight every single day. And then that's all that I'm really thinking about.
So Jalen Brunson, he's now scored 40 points in 4 consecutive games. It's tied for the second longest streak in postseason history and the longest since 93 Jordan. Chinee, I mean, how does he keep turning out these monster performances again and again?
You know, I'm going to do it. Jalen Brunson is on an all-time burner in a Knicks uniform. And let me break down the fourth quarter for you where he dropped 21 points, the most in a fourth quarter of a playoff game by a Knicks player in the last 25 years. It starts off with him being able to get downhill. He scored 14 points on layups and floaters, and I like how he shoots that before the defense comes. Again, he's a three-point threat. He loved this matchup with Nembhard, 8-for-12 from the field, getting buckets on three. And then again, three-level scorer. Watch this. He's got the midi game. He had 15 points on jumpers, taking some contact. Brunson is heating up. He's burning up. And then last but not least, I know we're in the day of the rap beeps. All eyes on me. When all eyes were on him, he only had 6 assists, but this was a timely one. Look, fourth quarter, less than a minute to go, going to his Nova Knicks bro, and Dante knocks it down. Y'all, this was truly impressive. We're not talking about MJ. We're not talking about Jordan. Guess who has the longest streak of 40.5 assist game in postseason history? It is Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson, and he is on an all-time heater.
I mean, he's a certified closer at this point. But the question is, they keep getting in these close games. We talk about how many minutes that the Knicks players are racking up, the pace that the Pacers are playing at. I want to bring Zach Lowe back into the conversation because the question is, Zach, do you think that they can continue to pull out these really close games?
You're asking me?
Yes.
If the Knicks, the Tom Thibodeau, Josh Hart, Jalen Brunson, Nova Knicks can continue to do this magical stuff in the fourth quarter, the time for doubting the Knicks is over. Nothing about the Knicks will surprise me from here on out. They could be down by 10 with 8 seconds left and come back to win somehow. And I'll be like, oh, makes sense. Josh Hart got 19 offensive rebounds and Jalen Brunson scored 20 points in 5 seconds. This is crazy, but there's no reason to think it won't keep up. They are tireless, they're relentless, and they seem very, very comfortable in moments when other teams get tight. So the Knicks keep playing close games. Unless Tyrese Maxey is involved, they seem totally at home.
The Knicks are that team that it's kind of like, oh, who don't you want to play? They're one of those teams. And typically when you say who you don't want to play, it's not like, oh, you don't want to play the Boston Celtics. It's like, who is that sneaky team? They look like the version of the Miami Heat, right? Not 100% healthy. You have a leader that it just seems like when it gets to that time, he always steps up either with the shots or the defensive plays, the level of trust he has for his teammates. Other players are stepping up. If you look at this team, you can compare them to last year's Miami Heat where you're like, how are they doing it? And it's just so impressive. So, yes, do I think the Knicks can keep it up? 1,000%.
Okay.
Now, I do believe that the opponents get tougher as you progress, but I do believe that the way they played, they can maintain it.
Didn't you say last round that you think that sometimes when one team punches first, the other team kind of comes in and maybe figures something out, there's more pressure right on them to make the adjustment coming in? Do you think, I know there's no moral victories in the playoffs, but is there a bright spot here for the Indiana Pacers?
No, I think there's a confidence that might come from like, oh, we can beat them. We can beat them. Like that you have to prove to yourself that in any postseason situation. But I think if I'm looking at this team in the series, yeah, Indiana's going to come in. Winning teams only make tweaks. Losing teams often retool certain things. And so if you're the Pacers, you're going to go in there with supreme confidence, but also understanding that no lead is safe.
And also realize at some point the ball is going to bounce to you. The Knicks survived this by getting 3 bench points to the Pacers 46. Mm-hmm. And this is the second fastest team in basketball. There were some plays that I was like, oh, this is it. They're going to win this game. They have a lot good going for them. They have the bodies to sustain it. The more question is, can New York withhandle that?
I don't want to move on before we talk a little bit about Tyrese Halliburton. It feels like we haven't seen the best from him yet. What do you diagnose there?
Look, I think the second half of the season, his shot hasn't necessarily been there. There hasn't been that confidence, but he's the guy who has led, you know, the regular season in assists, and his teammates just have his back. But I do like in the moments that matter most, he starts to play more and more aggressive. He took some shots late that he missed that I was like, oh, he's trying to come and kill them. Mm-hmm. He made some plays that were very, very impressive. And so I think his confidence is building. We saw how they closed out the Bucks. Mm-hmm. Like that doesn't take, even though he may not shoot the ball great, he's still affecting his teammates. They run because he throws dimes. Like, these are end zone passes. And so I think we can still see, there's room to see more from him as well.
Well, but this is one of the things. It's like, ended the game on a 36-23 run. These are not things that you want to count on. Mm. They are playing elite basketball. There are things that they can improve on, and that's what the Knicks are going to say, that, hey, we can improve on stuff. But can they continue it? Yes. But it would be good to see them start being dominant. That's what we were excited about Minnesota's dominant.
Right.
If the Knicks are going to continue going, if they're going to make a final, they're going to have to win some games where they're dominant. They got to battle through. That's exhausted. They're already lacking depth. So I wish them luck.
The New York Knicks, they take game 1. We got another game 1 going.
I do. I have no issue at all.
That's,
with any
that's
of
big
Knicks.
Of you,
that's
Richard.
That's really sweet. I really appreciate you coming in with that type of energy today. Let's get to the energy of game 1 tonight between Luka Doncic and SGA. Who's going to be the best player in that series? That's a tough one. We're going to make our picks coming up next.
Go hard. You know I had to get one for the collection. I keep it parked out front so everybody can see it. Also, it doesn't fit in the garage. So much horsepower, it should be illegal. Actually, it might be.
Lakers love it. How about Oklahoma City?
They're young, they're talented,
they are primed for a run.
They said, I got
this. Our ceiling doesn't exist, really.
We have a lot of guys that play free, play aggressive, and that's kind of our style of basketball.
So the Thunder, they haven't played since eliminating the Pelicans. That was over a week ago. But tonight, they're going to have their hands full. Luka Doncic, he's coming to town for game one of their series against the Mavericks. And the matchup between SGA and Luka, it'll be just the third time in NBA history that two 30-point scorers square off against each other in a series. And more often than not, right, whoever wins a series, sometimes it can be boiled down to whoever has the best player. Richard, who's the best player on the floor in this one?
Luka. Luka's the best player. And it's a very, 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 very close margin, right? I think scoring on top of his assisting. I think defensively, obviously, I think Shea is better. But then we've also seen a concerted effort on the defensive end from Luka, right? So he's not his normal defense. Let's say he's not his below average defense. Let's say he is an average defender. Well, that's a big jump for Luka, given the fact that he's scoring 30 and 10 assists. So I think he's the best player, but Shea is right there.
I'm so sorry, producer Condes, because I'm going to put a twist on this. And I know a lot of times we think that who will be the best player in the series. I agree with you, Richard, that it is Luka. But I do think that this series can come down to their second best player, not just their best player.
Okay.
Because Kyrie Irving is like heating up as a closer.
Mm-hmm.
He is averaging 20 points per game on 60% shooting in the second half. So, like, you might try to neutralize, put, Lou Dort, who was, Zach, I think you said it, put people into the torture chamber, right? That might be the matchup for Dort, Luka. But who's going to guard Kyrie? Who's going to be the second best player on the Thunder? We might have a Chet Holmgren that is pissed off Chet, because he didn't get Rookie of the Year. He has an opportunity being in the postseason to say, guess what? I'm still here and I can make a statement. So the second best player is going to be super fun to watch as well.
Okay, so we've talked about Luka. We've talked about Kyrie. I feel like we need to dive into Zach, SGA, just a little bit more, because he's been impressive all year long.
Yeah, he's a scoring metronome. It's 30 every night, and he's gonna get the full focus of the Dallas Mavericks defense in this series. But to answer your question, look, I had Luka one spot above SGA on my MVP ballot. I think Luka is a little bit better given his size and his playmaking. But I'm with Shanae. Look, this is the conference semifinals.
Yeah.
There's eight teams left. You need everybody. There are going to be games that come down to, does Derek Jones make enough plays off the dribble or crash in the offensive glass? Do the Mavericks centers defend the rim well? The torture chamber is going to be in full effect. Does Cason Wallace make corner threes? The reality is this, Richard knows this, you want to win a championship, you're going to have moments in every series where the eighth guy, the ninth guy, the 12th guy steps up in a big moment and makes a big play. You need everybody. It never comes down to these two guys. It's not a one-on-one game.
Right. It's all a chess match, puzzle, Scrabble, whatever board game you want to call it. Can we, Director Jill, can you take Zach Full just for 1 second? Because look at in the background.
Oh!
See that Dort bumper sticker or license plate, rather, that Zach Lowe has? He is not new to this.
Dort's got to prove
this
it.
When Dort, we're talking about Lou Dort.
Lou Dort's got to prove it. He's got to prove
Fair
it.
Fair enough.
Brandon Ingram and locking them up.
Okay.
That is very different. That is very different.
He held him to 14 points per game on 34% shooting, which helped dictate the course of that series. So let's not say B.I. is no scrub. You're saying Lou Dort, he did a great job in the first round.
I 100% respect B.I. But if we would even remotely try and put him into the class of scorer as Luka or Kyrie, now, I dare you to say that.
But it was still a great defense.
It was outstanding.
You guys are doing the deep dives. Usually this is Zach Lowe's job. Zach, what puzzle piece are you looking at to try to solve this matchup?
Me? I'm looking at this is the Josh Giddey sink or swim moment, because this is the series where I think Dallas, from the opening tip, is going to put its centers on Josh Giddey and ignore him to clog up the lane on SGA and say, you got to prove to us that this three-point shooting you've shown recently is real, because we're not guarding you and we're putting a wing on Chet Holmgren so we can switch all the pick and rolls that Chet's in. The Pelicans didn't do that. They put Jonas Valanciunas on Chet Holmgren and they lost that bet over and over and over. I think Dallas is coming out right away and saying, Josh Giddey, we're ignoring you. beat us. Oklahoma City find ways around it. And the Thunder have seen that defense now for months and months, but that's the first chess match. That's a level one chess move to start this series.
I'm terrible at chess, but given that that's the level one chess move, does anyone have a lean on this series yet? We want to wait and see.
Well, no, you can't have a lean until you see what the board looks like on chess. And Zach gave a great example. It's like they've seen the defense that we know about, right? It. Zach knows about it. So they've seen it. So it's like, how are they going to attack? And if it doesn't work in game one or two, or if you think that it's not working enough because of runs, how do you counteract that? So a lot of these things we can say we think in six or seven, but this is so closely matched that you have to see how the chess pieces are being
played. All right. If you're not ready to pick that one, what about the Cavaliers and the Boston Celtics? Because it's time now for setting the pick. Brought to you by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN. The Celtics are the other top seed, right? They get their second round series underway tonight. Everyone's taking Boston. And before anyone says, Richard, you tweeted Cavs in seven. You put that on social media. Do you care to explain, Rich?
I'm not even explaining. It's like, it was literally the day they won, Cavs in seven.
We're making a declaration of what had happened.
Look, Cleveland, people, you know what I'm saying? You know, we are soul bonded. We are family. But no, I don't.
Okay. I was just making sure that was clear. You all can get into the playoff intensity with ESPN Bet. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet wins.
Sheesh.
The official sports book of ESPN. It's the only place to find exclusive offers from your favorite shows, ESPN personalities throughout the playoffs. You can download today.
I might download it for $1,000.
Oh, Park did his job then. Thursday night, we've got both game twos from these series for a doubleheader on ESPN and the app. We're Thursday day on ESPN. Cavs, Celtics, it's at 7. Luka, the Mavs, SGA, the Thunder. NBA Countdown tips it all off like we will all weekend long. That's at 6:30 Eastern. Is there anyone more must-see than Anthony Edwards and Jalen Brunson right now?
No.
I mean, in every single category in the playoffs. But who has been the MVP of the postseason so far?
We decide that when the season's over. Postseason's over.
NBA Today is presented by the powerful backing of American Express.
They've really been dominated right by two names, Shanae and Richard. Well, also Jalen Brunson and Anthony Edwards. Last night was no exception. You knew he meant business when he walked in like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing I love is he was pressured. He got full court pressure. He didn't lose his cool. Watch this right here. He's still able to get to his float game. He has excellent touch, 6 points on floaters alone, but then also his layups. I mean, he just has the control. The ball is in his hand. He's attacking the rim. What I love is he releases the ball before the defense gets there. Sometimes people get swatted. He has the IQ to know what's coming. But last but not least, look at these jumpers. Mm. I mean, this was a matchup they love. Andrew Nembhard, he just pivoted. He didn't waste a dribble. He's someone that did dribble a lot going into the series. He was very efficient with his movements, his finishes. This was a complete performance by Jalen Brunson.
Definition of a three-level scorer.
Absolutely. Finished with 43 points, and New York takes a 1-0 series lead. So let's go on to Anthony Edwards here as the Wolves, they were looking to go up 2 last night.
Watch this. Jay Crawford said he must have been proposing. That's crazy. That was, watch this. And the handle, he feels the awareness, brings it back. He's like, oh, I got it. No, I don't. Oh, will you please marry me? No, I will not. And you get your butt back over there. Get over there. That's what he was telling him. Get away from me.
Would you have said yes?
No, absolutely not. I've been pissed off.
Anthony Edwards once again elevates here, gets the 3 to go, and then pedals back hitting the MJ shrug, which is, I mean, all this is just cruel. And then Edwards drives. He finishes right here. He gets the and one. Here's what he said about his emotion on the court.
If I do something nice, I'm going. I got to let it be known. If I get an and one, I got to flex. Make somebody fall, I'm going to point at them.
Honestly, I love it. No notes. That's exactly how it should be. With no text called, by the way, for anyone who's keeping track. Ant Brunson, they've been the early stars of the postseason. Edwards scoring 32 a game to lead Minnesota to a 6-0 start. Brunson's 36 points per game propelled the Knicks to a 1-0 series lead in the conference semifinals. It feels like we talk a lot about Brunson. We talk about Edwards every single day in the show. So, Zach, I'm going to start with you here. Who's been the MVP of the playoffs so far?
I'm going to go with big body Brunson, just because without Julius Randle, the Knicks don't really have anyone else who can break down the defense consistently. Ant has been unbelievable. Any choice is good here. He's just got a little more help on offense than Jalen Brunson, who's got to play damn near every minute and run every single possession. So I'll go by the thinnest of margins, as Perk would say, big body Brunson.
We are 100% aligned, Zach. When I think Brunson, and when you talk about how he's got to navigate more than what Anthony Edwards. And Anthony Edwards, if my opinion, you take away one of his players, Anthony Edwards is still going to be Anthony Edwards. But that's what we are actually witnessing from Brunson, and that's been impressive.
Yeah. What else do I have to say? I'm going to go with Brunson as well. But one thing I do love between
Look, it's like all of you guys came with the same damn answer.
I'm going to hit the MJ shrug. I'm just going to go.
Shrug. One thing I do love about those two stars, I mean, if the MVP at this moment is Jalen Brunson,
yeah.
Anthony Edwards is close to hoisting the Larry O'Brien based off of his performance and his team's success. And one thing that I do love is that gone are the days with the, you know, ideas of, you know, aggregation of stars and all those things. Now you're seeing that a talented player can be very successful, can transform the mindset and the personality and the identity of teams, and you don't have to have 5 or 6 all-stars. You just need someone that believes and let that permeate on everyone else.
Let's calm down. Let's calm down. Because if we talk about Anthony Edwards, he's got the defensive player of the year. He's not got another all-star, all-NBA player. And he's got multiple all-level defensive players.
Yeah, but they're not
players.
The same talents. My point is they were structured very differently.
Agreed.
Like, they proved that you can have 2 huge 7-footer bigs, Karl-Anthony Towns shooting, and then Rudy Gobert playing defense. You know what I mean? So, like, it's done differently. They tailored around Anthony Edwards, and they're doing the same thing with Jalen Brown.
Agreed.
We were talking, Rich, about the difference between fear and respect and what happens when Anthony Edwards walked onto the floor, because you have been this guy who has walked in with the best player before. Can you just take us inside what that feels
like? Well, no, there's just a level of confidence. Obviously, Jokic is going to win the MVP. I believe a lot of people believe that.
Yeah.
Well, he's the best player in the world and really has been consistently the most dependable high-level player over the last 3 years. But they believe that Anthony Edwards is a young Michael Jordan. And I say that to say, I know everyone's talking about all the similarities, but the fact that you can walk onto a court believing that you have the best leader. I've done that with Jason Kidd, who took us to 2 finals. I've done that with LeBron, who's taken me to 2 finals and won a championship. When you walk onto the court and you're like, oh, well, we've got the best player. We just have to do our jobs and fill in the gaps. That's where Minnesota's different, because they look at Denver and say, oh, we got this. We can beat you. Now, will they? We'll find out if they can do 2 more.
It feels like they're not scared.
No, scared is different. Respect, they don't respect them. They don't
that feels
respect
worse
them.
To me.
It is. They do not respect the Denver Nuggets.
Whoa.
That's why they attacked them the way they did in Game 1. That's why they attacked them the way they did in Game 2, shorthanded on the road twice. That is a level of not disrespect, but they don't respect them.
Zach, are the Denver Nuggets going to get at least 1? Are we going back to Denver with it all tied up?
I'm going to defer to the champs and say they'll get at least 1, but I don't like their chances to really get back in this series. Mm. They look like a defeated, frustrated team last night, and Minnesota is hungry. That crowd's going to be crazy.
Yeah, the crowd is going to go crazy. It's going to dictate the series.
Thank you for that, Janae.
I mean, you guys left me like 5 seconds to talk. Malika, do your thing.
I'm going to hop on a plane to Minnesota.